Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
With the help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Chelek HaRachaim. We are up to Simon Reish Beis, Dinei Peiroi Se'ilin, the laws governing the blessings for the fruit that grows on trees. And we are up to Se'if Beis, says the Alter Rebbe. Lefikach, therefore, as we mentioned above, that there is a unique bracha made for that which grows off trees, even though Be'emes, it would not have been wrong, it would not be incorrect to say, Boirei Pri Ha'adama. Says the Alter Rebbe, therefore, kol davar shegodel al ha'etz. If something taka grows on a tree, but ve'einoy ikar ha'pri, but it's not the primary fruit of this tree, as we'll learn examples. And therefore, ein by chashivos, it's not considered sufficiently important for it to require a boyer pri ha'etz. And therefore, what will be the alternative? As we mentioned in the previous Se'if, Umevarchan Olav Boyer Pri Ha'adama, then you will make a Boyer Pri Ha'adama. This is fantastic, and let's start giving examples. And noch details in these examples. Vahu, when do you at least make a Boyer Pri Ha'adama? She'noitin ha'ilen al-das lechel gam oisadavir. When you plant a tree, it's planted for its primary fruits. There are other things that grow off this tree, that when you planted the tree, you also intended to eat it, but it's not the main product. That is when we say, on that secondary product, even though you don't make a boire pri ha'etz, you make a boire pri ha'adama. And in contrast, just getting a few steps ahead, just to have the bigger picture, there are times that you will eat something from the tree and you'll make a shahakal. Wow. So let's begin. Kedoyin, what's the example? That there is a fruit. It's not the main fruit, but it was also planted for it, and therefore you make a ha'adama. Kigoin min ilon katan, there is a certain small tree that's called a tzolof. In English, it's called a caper bush. Now you have the fruits are called capers, but there are other parts, there are other items that grow on the tree that are edible and people actually eat. Sha'olof shaloi, its leaves, the leaves of a caper bush, ru'uyin la'achila, they are fit to eat. And not only that, v'yesh ba'olav, on the leaves you have tamarai, certain shoots, boltois, that they jut out, k'moy balei arava, similar to the buds that grows on the leaves of willows. But on the caper bush, those buds are also edible. V'gam heim ru'uyim la'achila. In other words, you have the fruits, the capers, then you have the leaves that are edible, and these tamarais, shoots, berries that grow off the leaves are oichet edible. The main is the caper fruit, but these other two items are edible, and people planted the tree also to eat it. So therefore, mevarich al ha'olin v'al ha'tamarais, both on the leaves and on these shoots, you make a boyer pri ha'adama. And why do you make a boyer pri ha'adama? Why don't you make a ha'etz? The Alter Rebbe already explained. Because it's not the main product. You don't consider it chashuv. You don't consider it something very important, so you don't give it the special boyer pri ha'etz bracha. The Alter Rebbe is coming to justify why would you not make a shahakol, as we'll see soon. Here you don't make a shahakol. You make a boyer pri ha'adama because you planted the tree also to eat these secondary products. She'ein mematin esu'ilin bekach, is giving an example. Eating it, taking off the leaves, taking off these tomatoes, does not detract, it doesn't diminish the tree itself. So you make a boyer pri ha'adama and not a shahakol. Avol, let's go to the next segment. Avol ha'koir, in contrast, what is the koir? Some sort of white center stalk. Shehuroi shel dekel, which grows on the top of a date palm. Shenis vasev b'chol shana, it grows taller every year. And while it is soft, it is edible. If you will cut it off and eat it, not only you don't make a ha'etz, it's not the date, you don't even make a ha'adama. Einu b'varach ha'lever pri ha'adama. Why? And what do you make? Elo shahak only b'dvari. Why didn't you make a ha'adama? Lefisha ein noiten es hadekel al das kein le'echel asakor, because no one planted the tree for you to cut off that white center stalk and to eat it. And why not? Because she ha'oichloi memayit anfei hadekel, because you restrict the growth of the branches of the palm tree if you cut off that top. And similarly, when it comes to lulavei gefanim, to small vine twigs, and any other example that you know of, So really what we learned so far, this is very important to remember, we have three categories. The fruit, the primary fruit, Bayer Priya Eitz. Anything that is considered secondary, you don't find it the main part of the tree, the main product. But on the other hand, you don't diminish the tree, doesn't take away anything from the tree. Actually, when you planted it, you also had in mind to eat it. Just it's not the main part, you make a Bayer Priya Adama. But if there's a part of the tree that you take off, that actually, I know that you have the right to do it, but it diminishes the tree, it's detrimental to the other parts of the tree, which is why when most people plant it, they don't plant to eat that part. Here, if you choose to take it off and to eat it, you can't eat it without a bracha, but here you only make a shahak only b'dvarei, to be continued.